I'd like to welcome now my first guest to the studio. It's a pleasure to say hello and welcome to Josef Kleindienst, who is the CEO of the Kleindienst Group. Good afternoon, Josef.
Hello and good afternoon.
Now, I don't know if you like my first introduction of you, because, I mean, you would sort of think, oh my gosh, what's going on in the world? Are we having a huge world takeover? But of course not. We're talking about very much about Dubai and the Nikhil Islands. Where to start? I would actually like to start with the very here and now, and perhaps you can tell us at exactly what stage the world islands that are part of the Kleindienst Group are at. Which is the one that's probably the most progressed?
Let me go back one sentence.
Oh, we're going to go back. Okay, all right.
you are right. People are very much interested what will happen with the island carrying their country name. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a visit from a television team from Switzerland, and the journalist told us the only reason why he came here to Dubai and asked us to go out with him to the island is because this island carries the name Switzerland. And he's curious to understand how we will develop this island. And we have seen the same effect in Austria, Germany, Sweden, St. Petersburg. Now, in December 2009, we invited journalists locally and international to join us at the first island, Germany Island, where we launched the project. Mm. Germany Island will carry 20 holiday villas and a floating hotel next to the island. And we announced to start construction first quarter 2010.
Okay.
And actually we started construction on 23rd of February already on the first island, Germany Island.
Mm-hmm.
And we started construction on a second island in the meantime. The second island is an entertainment island. So next to a villa island, we will have a floating hotel and an entertainment island.
So then that's not part of one of the actual countries. Is that a neutral territory? Or
no,
sorts?
No.
It
carries one of the names you have mentioned, and we will announce details during the boat show.
I thought you might do that here, but never mind. Can I guess? So that's going to be an entertainment island.
Yes, correct.
What's going to be featured on there? Can you give us perhaps a little insight as to what to expect?
If you look at our six islands, we will use 12 country city destination names, and we try to find the best ideas from these country cities destinations and to develop and build them here on these world islands, because Nakhil's idea when they created this project was to create a holiday area.
Mm.
Because wherever you see a very well-developed touristic market, you can find hotels and holiday homes, villas and apartments. For holiday homes, you need a dedicated area, because if you think about your vacation time, you don't want to go to a holiday home and it's in the middle of a residential area and your neighbors have to go to work, and mm-hmm. and when you when you want to party, they want peace and quiet.
Holiday is the operative word, isn't it? But these holiday homes, there's going to be 20 villas, aren't they? Are they going to be operated by you as well, or are you going to outsource?
Yeah, Kleindienst hotels.
Right. And well, they're actually going to be like freehold owned by owners.
Yeah, our structure is that we sell the plot first. We have sold 11 plots,
okay,
plus villas. The investor will be registered in the land department. He owns the plot, and he will build one pre-designed villas on his own plot.
So he has a selection of which ones that he would like to,
yeah, he
to
can,
choose
he
from.
Can select between a 3, 4, 5, and 6 bedroom villa and all the materials and fit out. Colors, designs are decided by him. He will sit with our architects and make all his choice.
And is there a German feel to it?
Yeah. The reason why we started with the island Germany is because for us green building ideas are very important. And in year 2007, we appointed the German Fraunhofer Institute. Fraunhofer Institute is the backbone of German industry. They are number one when it comes to solar energy, for example. And our villas are zero CO2 emission villas.
Will that be from the handover stage, or is that including the development of the buildings as well?
Yeah. You have to design them properly, use the right materials and isolations. And we will power them with solar systems, because anyway, there is no connection to Diva out on the islands. That means we have been forced to find this kind of systems, and these 20 Germany villas will actually produce more electricity than they will need.
Okay. So it's going to be the whole of the German island with the 20 villas and the floating hotel. Will that sort of surplus energy be siphoned off into the hotel as well as the entertainment island?
The villas will have a surplus, but not the hotel. So solar technology is not advanced enough to cover the needs of the hotel, because we don't have enough space out there. We only can use the space on the roofs of the buildings and the elevations.
So will that be connected to the mainland?
No. Okay. We will build a grid out of a solar system and generators.
So will that be for electricity, water, cooling? That will be for everything.
For water, you have two ways to cover your water consumption, your needs. You can ship in fresh water from Port Rashid. This is actually what we will do at the beginning of the development. Or you can build a desalination plant out there, but the technology available today is not advanced enough for these islands. Therefore, we decided to ship in fresh water from Port Rashid. They are selling 1 ton of fresh water for 7 dirhams to us. That means the maintenance costs for these villas out there will be slightly higher than for villas on land.
So this is literally taken on a ship from Port Rashid and delivered to your island. Now, I imagine there are, I think, over 300 islands. Will everyone be doing that very same thing? So there'll be like a huge amount of traffic and delivery of goods and water and any other particular requirements for the islands.
Yeah, we have engaged with logistic experts to find smart ways to cover transportation. Of course, we will not use a boat only to bring water. The ship will bring water, goods, and also people.
Okay. On the subject of transport, if I may actually just sort of take a little bit of a step aside and ask, how will the homeowners or those people wanting to visit the islands actually get on and off the island? Will they have their own boats? Will there be sort of water taxis, etc.?
We will have our own water taxis for our customers out there. Of course, most of the villa owners will purchase their own boats. These islands are the right destination for people who love to own boats. But also RTE is building up a water taxi transportation, and private companies also realized that there is a new business coming.
And for the entertainment island, will that be available for everybody, anyone? Like, could I go, or is it only for residents and perhaps officially registered tourists?
The entertainment island is for members only.
So it's like a club.
It's like a club, yes, correct. And homeowners will be automatically members. And our hotel division is currently calculating how many more memberships we are able to accommodate and sell.
Well, Josef, we must take a quick breather. We're going to come back. I've got lots more questions for you. If you do also have a question about the islands that we're talking about, part of the Nikhil development, this is the Property Show.